real business owners.
I got a bunch of questions for you, dude.
Well, I got a bunch of answers. I can't read
you got a whole pocket full of answers?
Yeah.
Okay. Guys, welcome back to Real Business Owners Podcast. This is episode 24, brought to you by Easier Accounting. Guys, we are a nationwide accounting firm. If you need, you know, tax prep, bookkeeping, payroll, make sure that you reach out to us. No business is too big or small for us to service. Guys, today we have a hell of a show for you. We've got a good friend, a business partner, an individual that's doing some awesome things out there in the business world. Ryan Nichols, welcome to the show, brother.
Absolutely, glad to be here.
Yeah.
Appreciate you having me.
And, yeah, it's dude, we're excited to have you. We're glad that you're here. And, you know, we've talked about having you on before, and we haven't done too many of the podcasts on the, you know, like Zoom or Skype or something like that. And it has just a little bit different of a feel when you're like videoing.
Oh, yeah. We love to get them in.
When somebody's in the office, in the same room, it ends up just being much better. So when you told us you were coming to town, dude, we were excited to have you on. But, guys, Ryan owns a company called Wholesale Universe. Probably, I mean, there's a laundry list of other ones. How many businesses do you have right now?
I mean, we have 4, 5, 6 businesses. I lose count sometimes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we have businesses that come and go.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes like the lawn care company we had this year didn't work out, you know, after 6 months. And then.
You got rid of that?
Got rid of it, trashed it, you know. And it was something that I wanted to work, but we found out that it didn't work. And
boom, kind of wasn't worth the time or effort.
Wasn't worth
the things that you
the
got.
The time,
going.
Effort, and the stress, you know, that I was put into. And I realized, like, that wasn't my zone of genius. Like,
yeah.
Even though I had done that growing up and we did that to make money growing up, like, that wasn't where I was going to focus at.
You know? It served its purpose at a younger age.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Like, it served its purpose back in the early 2000s.
When you didn't know what stress was, maybe as a youngster, and you're like, oh, money, cool.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
and I'll then it didn't have to go to bills.
Yeah,
you know?
Mow the yards in the neighborhood.
You know? Exactly. So, you need a quick $10, go mow a yard. And get your money and go
out. You see other
fun.
People doing it, and you're like,
yeah,
well, if they can do it, I can do it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that may be true if you're willing to put in the required work, but I wasn't willing to put in the required work for that. So that didn't work out.
Well, it's hard too when you got your main baby. Like, I totally get that, because when our business was struggling after a partnership split up and the economy being kind of in the dumps, like, I was like, man, I got to figure something out. And so I heard about some buddies selling solar door to door and making money. And I was like working my ass off, and I was pretty good at it. But I was driving to San Diego, commuting back and forth, and then I just had this epiphany. And this is the one thing I'm really grateful about that whole experience. I was like, man, if I was doubling down on my accounting business right now, if I was working
this many hours,
as hard as I am right now on that, like, dude, what am I doing? And so I went home, man, and went doubled down on the accounting business. And, dude, we've been going nowhere but up since.
Yeah.
You know? So sometimes you do got to just take your licks and scrap it and move on.
Some things are a distraction to some of the bigger things that you have going on, even though you go into the lawn care business with a lot of hope and, you know, wanting to serve the community and do all that good stuff. Going into something with a good heart and a good reason behind it is all good and dandy, but if it's pulling your time or attention away from what has the truest potential, sometimes it's hard to trash a business and walk away from it. But it's the right thing to do in some cases.
Yeah, absolutely.
You
know? That's what me and Bonnie realized. So, like, if we were focusing as much energy on the wholesale company that was making us the most money, and we knew it, you know, we've been doing this for 5 years now, if we would focus on that only, then where would we be? And so, like, that's what we did earlier this year is we decided, you know, because we built Wholesale Universe and we had done, you know, a couple other things within the retail area.
Yeah.
We had opened, like, 3 retail stores, and we were like, you know, we understood the foundations and fundamentals of growing a business or opening a business and then, you know, reaching out to clients and growing it. But we didn't understand the stress that comes with that and, you know, having the young kids and everything. So when we decided, like, hey, like you said, if we would have focused all this time on just wholesale and this, like, what if we focus on this for the next 3 to 5 years? Where would it be? We literally leaned out the entire company. And this year we've done, I would say, 25% to 30% less in sales than we've done last year, but we've done 600% more in profit than we've done last year, too, because of us having to focus.
Because your attention is on the business, and you can trim the fat when the fat needs to be trimmed.
Correct.
And, you know, your attention goes where it should, and you look at your books, you look at everything, you're like, man, we can trim here, we can do this, we can do that, we can turn a business that's profiting, whatever, $200,000 into $400,000 or whatever, right? If you will, before we start jumping into some questions that I have for you, tell us a little bit about Wholesale Universe, because You guys, I get, you know, DMs all the time from you, the community here at Real Business Owners, about, you know, what can I do with $5,000? What can I do with $10,000? What can I do with $15,000? How can I start a side hustle or, you know, something that may be able to replace what I'm currently doing? And Ryan here has probably the best solution out there if you're trying to start something that maybe could phase you away from what you're currently doing, if not at least help you generate that second stream of income with not $50,000 or $100,000 or a half of, you know, large sum of money. But obviously it does still require work and effort and time on your guys' part. And usually that's the one thing that people want to throw money at something and hope it works. But throwing money at something's the first step.
Correct.
Then the work comes.
And then,
right?
And then the time, I tell people the time with what we do is like this, the sprinkle of, you know, it's the magic touch. It's the magic, you know, ingredient that's inside of there. Just like our account, you know, the account that we created together as well. Like it, you know, I know for the first couple of months, you're like, man, like when's this thing going? And now it's like pumping out $35,000 a month, you know, in the last 30 days. And soon it's going to be doing $40,000 to $50,000 a month. So, what we do is we help, you know, resellers or business owners that want to make extra money or that already have a reseller or e-commerce business going. We help them take it to the next level with the products and services that we have to offer. So we buy directly from big box retailers, and we buy in truckloads and pallet loads of products like, you know, Michael Kors and Coach and Nike and Calvin Klein and Adidas, shoes, clothing, activewear, handbags, like any of that inventory that you would find in a big box department retail store. We bring it in by the pallet load and truckload, and then we either ship it out to the customers and the clients for them to sell themselves, or we have an Amazon pack and ship program, which is what we do.
Yeah.
You know, and we will ship the products. I have an entire staff that quality control checks inventory, ships the products into Amazon. I have a staff there that does customer service and client service that will look inside of the accounts and manage things for you and help you, like, go over your account. And I tell people, it used to be something that I thought you could make money overnight with when I first went into business. Yeah. And now I tell people, like, if you're looking to make money overnight, don't go into this. Like, if you're wanting to build a sustainable and profitable retail business, then we can help you do that, but it's going to take time, like you said, like any business does.
Yeah, I mean, the majority of companies don't really profit that much anyways the first year or two. Like if you really, you know, dig down deep and look at the brass tacks of most startups, most startups, one, fail, and secondly, and that's probably because they're not putting the time and effort that's required to make the business work, and or they're putting time and effort into it, but they're just not seeing the result now, you know, and it's same as, you know, fitness or working out. Like, you're not going to go to the gym for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 2 or 3 months and then step on stage and, you know, win Mr. Olympia or Mrs. Olympia or whatever. That's going to take a lot of time, effort, and commitment, but it's worth it, provided you're willing to make those sacrifices, go into business. And nothing that's worth it will come easy, right? And so I think people are looking for the get-rich-quick schemes or whatever, and that's why so many people get taken. You know, they throw $5,000 here, $10,000 here, $15,000 here, hoping that they can make money overnight. Even that doesn't make money overnight because you just got taken.
Well, that's what happened to us our first year. We lost $40,000 our first year in business. We almost did $1 million in sales and lost $40,000.
Yeah. You know,
it would have been easy to give up at that point and say, I'm not going to do this.
Isn't working.
Yeah, this is a scam.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe I'm buying designer products at, you know, 80 to 90% off the original retail price and not making money.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's a science that goes into it. And we had to figure out that science of, you know, selling on Amazon and selling outside of Amazon as well. Like, Amazon's a great platform to sell on, but it can't be your end-all,
main,
be-all.
Or your only.
Your only. And I see a lot of people that do that and put their entire, you know, faith and trust and confidence in their entire business in Amazon and wind up failing. And so,
what are some other good options for people that want to sell online? Where are some other platforms that they could sell like that same type of product?
We sell our products that can't be sold on Amazon or don't sell on Amazon as fast as we want them to. We sell them on Poshmark, on Mercari. We have a Shopify website, which is our website in general that we post products on. And the reason I like Shopify is because you can collect the data that's on there, the name, phone number, and email address. So Poshmark, Mercari, eBay, Shopify, Facebook Marketplace. Like, we have an offline retail store boutique as well that we're actually expanding it with it. So online and offline sales. People, I see all these posts all the time about retail is dying.
Look, yeah.
If you know how to market traffic, you have a great offer and you have a great product that people want to go out and spend some time shopping.
Yeah.
You know, like ladies still love going shopping. Yeah. Men like going
something
shopping.
Something to do.
Something to do.
Yeah.
Okay. So like, yeah, you got people that will stay at home and, you know,
do the online thing or whatever.
I've sold millions of dollars worth of products online. You would be surprised, but I've never purchased anything on Amazon. My wife does, but I will go out to the store and buy stuff. And I always tell folks, until you can, you know, have baby diapers and baby formula delivered at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, whenever you need that.
Oh, like, yeah.
Retail's not going out of business.
Yeah.
And it's not going out of business anymore.
Well, some people like to touch, feel, try
absolutely.
It on. Like, they're still those type of people.
I mean, what happens to us every time we go to LA or New York, bro?
What, the ladies go spend money or what?
Seems like we spend 75% of our time shopping. That's all the ladies want to do.
Yeah, well, by the time you're out of town, you know, you do your little tourist thing, and then there's not much to do. So what do they do?
Shop, eat out.
Let's go try
to go to a game.
To this mall or go check out this. They just want to go around and see stuff, right, and purchase stuff. So, guys, just so that you're aware, just to bring a little bit more context to the conversation, and I stated it in the beginning when I said, you know, we have Ryan Nichols, business partner. We invested, you know, quite a bit of money, a couple hundred thousand dollars with Ryan because we believe in, you know, the systems and the processes and the business that he has in regards to selling products online, whether, you know, again, Amazon, Shopify, you know, all those other places that you said. I don't, you know, have them all, you know, memorized or anything like that. But I remember at one point, guys, this is how big of a hustler Ryan is. If it didn't sell probably on Amazon, Shopify, or all these other areas, you were talking about offline, taking it. I remember years ago, probably a year, 2 years ago or whatever, you would take some of that inventory and you would go to like swap meets, do whatever you can to liquidate the product. That's the issue right there, is most people aren't willing to go above and beyond or think outside the box and do whatever it takes to get the product sold.
Yep.
You know, and that's where a lot of people lack. Is they just look at that one section, Amazon's not working, like I'm just going to give up on my business, when there's five other ways that you could sell that same product.
Yeah, the first 2 to 3 years in business, it was 7 days a week.
Yeah.
You know, it was 20 hours a day plus, you know, sometimes 22, 23 hours a day. Sometimes I would stay up all night and then be working, you know, through the day again and then finally go to sleep the next afternoon. But like on Saturdays and Sundays, that was time for, you know, the flea markets and,
yeah.
you know, and going out there. And the way that I saw it is, I may be selling, you know, because a lot of that inventory was not very good inventory that I had to sell or it wouldn't sell quick enough. And so I knew somebody would want to buy it. If I found the right target of people, there was always somebody wanting to buy that stuff. So I would take it out to the flea market and sell it well below cost.
Yeah.
And people had cash and I would show up at, you know, it would start at 8 a.m. I would show up at 2 hours later at 10 a.m. and I would be consistent every single week with showing up, you know, and I would show up on Sundays only. And I remember there were people there after 6 and 7 weeks of doing this consistently. They couldn't get these products anywhere else at the price that I was selling it at, because I was liquidating it out. But in my mind, I wasn't just liquidating it. I was searching for my next clients. And I found a lot of clients out there, too, that would be going and looking for deals. And the other business owners out there, because you had a lot of business owners around there that would sell.
They're going there to buy cheap product for what?
To resell.
To resell. Yeah.
So I would find a lot of people that would be like, where are you selling this at? And I'll tell them about my retail store. So that's how we grew our clientele business over there and our customer, you know, business was by going out to these, you know, spending, you know, the first year and a half to 2 years doing a swap meet or a flea market every Sunday and selling out bad inventory, selling it below cost, but making cash money right then that I could go turn and flip, you know, that next
go buy more product
the next day on Monday, go buy Monday, you know, go buy more inventory and have it available to flip that next week, you know, or that next weekend as well. So that was a twofold process. And,
so you're double dipping, man. You're selling product and networking.
And networking.
Yeah, that's a marketing strategy and getting rid of product. So, like, let's talk about money for just a second. Like, what's some of like the low to medium end type price points? If somebody that's listening wants to maybe try to start, you know, selling products online, they've thought about it. Maybe that, you know, what do I sell? Where do I go to get the product or whatever? Right. He owns Wholesale Universe. It's probably wholesaleuniverse.com where they can go, you know.
Yeah, wholesaleuniversepage.com. So
wholesaleuniversepage.com.
Correct.
So if you guys want to go check them out, you can check them out there. And we'll tell you that again when we wrap up. But tell us a little bit of maybe about some of the packages, because I don't want people to think that it's only $5,000 or only $10,000 or, you know, whatever. Just tell us a little bit about that so that they can get an idea. Absolutely. When they reach out.
So I have clients that that will come in and spend, you know, $5,000 or $10,000. Some people will come in and spend $100,000 or more. But we have packages starting at $297 a month.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So we have a VIP program to where if you're in our VIP program, it's a monthly commitment. I say that if you can't do it for 12 months, then don't do it. If you can't spend $297 a month for 12 months on your business, then
what's that? A little less than $3,600.
Yeah, it's like $3,560 something. Yeah, yeah, it's like, let's just say $3,600. Yeah. You know, you can't spend $3,600. Like, I would rather you, you know,
save and then do it later. Do it the right way.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, but $297 a month is the minimum package. We have a $297, a $497, and a $997 package per month. And obviously, the more you buy, the better of a deal you get, the more, you know, services you get as well. And that's all found on our website on wholesaleuniversepage.com under the VIP tab. There's a VIP tab up there at the top. So if you want to be a VIP, I'd love to have you as a VIP, you know, but you can come in and you can buy a package at a time. And if you're a VIP and you're spending $297 a month, we have some VIPs that spend only $297 a month, but we'll have an extra $2,000 come in during the month and say, hey, I want to put an extra $2,000 towards more product. Can I do that? Well, the answer is yes. You know, so we have
people. Tax return comes in or something.
That's my biggest time of the year. Tax returns, yeah. You know, tax return time. And then during August, September, and October, you know, this last month was a big month for us because people are getting ready for, you know, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and then December 1st to December 19th and 20th are huge sales online. Like, you're going to see our Amazon account is going to go crazy.
Yeah. Man.
From over the next 3 to 4 weeks on through December 20th is going to be insane on Amazon. And then it will kind of slow down, but you'll notice as we hit, you know, January 1st, it will still, like, it will pick back up. And as long as you're keeping on re-upping and putting more inventory back into your account, it will keep
rolling.
Yeah, just keep rolling.
So you can keep rolling until you hit a point where you're comfortable and then just kind of skim a little bit for, you know,
absolutely,
to make some money, but then, you know, choose half to go back in product or whatever it may be. What about like the fees that are associated with like Amazon and stuff like that? Because you're talking $297 a month. Yeah, that gets some product, right? Are there fees to get set up in Amazon or some of these other areas that maybe that they should be aware of?
That's a great question right there.
Yeah.
So the fees that are going to be on Amazon is if you're doing Amazon FBA, which is what we're going to be doing, it's $40 a month, $39.99 a month to sell on that platform. That pays for Amazon holding your inventory and then shipping it out when it sells to the customer. There's also a 15 to 18% charge per sale that Amazon charges, and that's just because they're driving the traffic. You know, they're doing all the work.
You can chalk that up to a marketing expense,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Because they're doing all the marketing.
So 15% for, I know it's for shoes, I think it's for clothing as well, but 15% for anything under a $75 sale and anything over a $75 sale is $18 or 18%. And so that,
That's still minimal.
Yeah, the monthly fee plus the
just the percentage once it sells, which you won't see, you know.
Then the inbound shipping cost, which is very inexpensive. You got to think you have, you got President Trump that he doesn't like Amazon and the shipping services, like, because it's so inexpensive, you know.
Yeah.
And so you have the shipping cost, which is next to nothing almost. And then you have the cost of the inventory. So that's the four fees that I tell folks. Cost of the inventory, the inbound shipping, the percentage fee per item, and then the $40 a month as an FBA fee. That's going to be your four fees right there on Amazon that you have to look forward to. And
so nothing too crazy. No big surprises or anything
there.
Like that.
Yeah, and that's why I always tell folks, like, if you do it, you know, the way that we say do it, we have an entire training platform or training module that you can go through.
Oh, yeah, I was going to bring that up.
Yeah, we have training groups and training modules that you can go through. And if you follow this training, like, you will be on the road to success and on the correct path.
Yeah.
If you stray away from the training and try to do it on your own, like, obviously,
then you're going
to
run into hiccups.
Correct.
Ran into all the hiccups. That's why you did the training program.
That's exactly right. That's why I did the training program. And I know that after I've had clients over the last five plus years that have done what we said do, they typically see around a 30 to a 50% return per order, you know, so return on investment per, that's after all those fees that we just talked about. So I mean, I have clients that see up to 75 and 100% return. We saw the 171% return on our account last year, but it's not typical to see.
Maybe on year one or something. That takes time.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got to build it up and keep rolling and rolling. Yeah, I saw somebody ask a question one time on your VIP program or something. You're like, well, did you watch that video?
Yeah.
No. I'll go watch that right now. So he has a lot of different videos, trainings in terms of how to price drop, how to basically how to run this entire business. Plus, he has an entire support staff that could also help. So let's get into a couple of business questions here real quick. How did you get into business or entrepreneurship? What was that? What was that path like for you?
Bonnie was pregnant, you know, when I was in the Marine Corps, and she had a high risk pregnancy and she couldn't work. So I was an active duty Marine and having to basically work a second job outside of being an active duty Marine to make ends meet. We were living in Southern California, and they paid us basic allowance for housing. It's called BAH. It's an allowance that you get for your housing and, you know, because you're married and you get to pay, you know, for a house out there. So they paid us, living in Southern California, $1,865 a month.
For housing?
For housing. They gave us that extra as an allowance.
Gotcha.
And so on base, the housing company knew how much they gave us for BAH. So you know how much they charge us, right? $1,865 a month for rent. Living on base in Southern California. And so we were paying, you know, all the money that they were giving us, we were giving it back right back to the government. So like
so that you could
it was just like an exchange of,
yeah.
Yeah.
So you might as well just say take care of everything and don't pay.
Yeah, and it was I was driving, you know, 20 miles across base and 20 miles back every day with a Ford F-150 that gas was $4 a gallon. I wasn't like we weren't making enough money to make ends meet being an active duty Marine with Bonnie not working as well. So I started when work was over, I would wake up at like 4 a.m. and go work out because I had to be over there by 5 o'clock. So I'd wake up at 4 a.m. every morning and go work out, go to PT. And then we would get off work at like 6 to 7 o'clock at night. And I would go home for like 30, 45 minutes, have dinner with Bonnie. And then I would go out and hit the road and start knocking doors all the way until like, you know, 11, 12 o'clock at night until people were like, you know.
What the hell are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing over here? Like,
yeah.
And so, then I would go see a lot of businesses as well. And so, I found eBay, you know, I found eBay and I found that I could sell stuff around my house and people were putting their trash and their junk by the road for pickup. And I would drive around every night and I would be like, well, damn, I could sell that for like, you know, $30. That's a meal for me in my, you know, in Bonnie. So I could sell that for $50. And so I'd go pick up people's trash off the sidewalks and
figure out how to flip it.
Man, I would have my garage was full of garbage.
Yeah,
you know, but one person's trash is another person's treasure. You know, so
literally,
I would go and flip that stuff on the local big barter buy pages, and then I got into finding out these products that I could buy from the big box retailers. And so my dad, he worked very high up in Walmart. He was like, son, like you could do this a lot smarter. Like there's departments in these retail stores that they liquidate out products and you could go sign contracts with them and get these pallets delivered right here directly on base. I thought he was messing with me. And so I found the source that we have now and signed contracts with them. And they're like, you have to spend, you know, $50,000 a month. And I was like, there's no way.
Yeah.
I could spend, I wasn't even thinking that big at that point, you know?
Yeah.
And so I became.
Well, when you're digging in trash at one point to then think of 50,000, you're like, oh my God, that's
basically,
insane.
You know, only getting paid $2,000 a month from the Marine Corps. And, you know, like I thought, you know, if you got paid $5,000 a month, like you were making a lot of money, you know? And so I started flipping these products to other people, and I became known as the handbag guy, the purse guy on base. And so, like, I would, like, all these ladies would come over to our house, and while I was at work, Bonnie would be, you know, taking pictures and selling handbags, and I would come home, and I would listen to, take pictures and list products on eBay, and then we'd go out to the Oceanside swap meet out there in Southern California until, like, 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the morning, and then I would sleep for, like, an hour. And then wake up and do it all over again. And that's where it started
with
me.
God, man.
And
that's crazy.
Yeah, I got out of the Marine Corps and was doing plumbing for 3 months. And then I had a terrible incident below a house where I hit a pipe and some shit water went in my mouth. And my brother-in-law, actually coming out here. You're going to meet him. Jimmy, he was the licensed plumber on the job. He was like, you might want to put your mask on. You might want to put your mask on.
Oh,
I was like, no, I'm good. I was fresh out of the Marine Corps. Like, he couldn't tell me anything. I was just hitting this pipe. Pow, 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 pow. And finally, I fucking hit it. And just shit water went all my mouth.
Oh, God.
I quit right then. I was like, I'm done. He was like, what do you mean you're done? Like, we got a job to do. I was like, I don't have a job to do anymore. Yeah. I'm done. Like, I know how to make money and make it my own way. And so I climbed out from underneath that house, underneath that hole, made him take me home, quit. And
I was like
Kevin Hart. I was like Kevin Hart. I thought I was going to have some bum bumps on my lip. You know, I was like, no telling it. Like, what's been in that? It's been stagnant for years. But I started selling on Amazon, like basically that same week, and started selling on eBay again and flipping products. And then that was back in 2014. And I haven't stopped since then.
Yeah, we didn't know that story.
Yeah. You know what's crazy about that is like,
he has to wipe his mouth right now. He's tasting that shit right now. He hasn't got the taste out of his mouth. He's not going to plumbing ever. He's an entrepreneur for life.
I know that if I was going to do something else, like it would, if I wasn't going to do this, I would do a trade.
Yeah,
it would be like, you know, plumbing or like, there's a lot
prior to that incident.
My father-in-law and my brother-in-law make a lot of money.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of contractor type industry, work like that.
My father-in-law's retired, and Jimmy is like is you know in his early 30s and making a ton of money.
Yeah,
you know, taking home a lot of money.
Electricians, plumbers, a lot of these little like the trade stuff in terms of like building. A lot of those guys make some decent dollars.
If I wasn't doing this, that's what I would be doing.
Yeah.
However you make your living, to me, you know, like in most cases anyways, respectable. If you're out there working your ass off, you're doing a respectable, like, dude, you got my respect.
Yeah.
But people think they're too good for shit, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I can't believe that's
you think
what
you're
I was...
too good to go sell shit off the street that you're finding in people's dumpsters? Yeah. I mean,
I can't believe that we were told growing up, like, you know, you want to make sure you go to college so you don't end up a plumber or, you know, you don't end up a garbage man, knowing that these garbage men and these plumbers make more money than these teachers do.
Yeah.
Like five times the amount of more money than they do. So, you know, it's really just the perspective. Yeah. And, you know, that's what I found out.
I don't knock anybody's hustle. I only knock if they don't hustle.
Correct.
Right? You know what I mean? Like, that's really what it's about, because I've had people DM me like, hey, I just need $5,000 or $10,000 here for this, that, or the other. And I'm like, well, why don't you go get a second or third job?
Yeah.
Because if you're only $5,000 or $10,000 away, you're only 3 or 4 months away from whatever it is your goal is, right? And it's like, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to, you know, I already know my worth. I'm not willing to. And it's just like, just by the fact that you say some shit like that, that tells me that you're not cut out for entrepreneurship.
Correct.
You're not willing to do whatever it takes in order to get yourself where you want to be. Eat a little piece of cake or humble pie.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Just eat a little shit. Just don't eat a little shit.
Actually, eat some
shit. I'd quit on that shit too.
That'll make you do something different, right?
I literally ate shit and I changed my life.
Exactly. So go get a turd and eat it up and then have an epiphany, right? No, that's not what this is about. But like, I'm glad that I asked that question and you told that story, because you know, that's the shit that's respectable, is just being willing to do the things that other people aren't willing to do. Like, everyone might see the end result 5 years later of you doing well now, but they want to emulate what you're doing now.
Yeah.
But they don't want the process.
I see that so much.
They don't want the process.
Like, you know, I get people that think that it just happened overnight, and I'm like, hey, my overnight success has been 1,200 plus nights.
Yeah.
You know,
and how many hours?
Yeah, 1,500 plus nights, and, you know, hours that I've, you know, worked and sweated and cried, you know, like thought that I was going out of business, you know, like I thought I was going out of business. For every year, retail is slow. That's what people have to understand. Like, even the big stores see it. There's a reason that Amazon has Prime Day.
Oh, yeah.
They're in the middle of July because sales are slowest. So they've created their own holiday and created discounts
to increase
sales during the slowest time of the year.
Yeah.
And so
getting creative.
They got creative and created their own holiday because they were a big enough company to do that, because sales are slow naturally. And my father taught me that as well, going into retail, is that, hey, son, like, you know, sales are going to be slow, and
you've got to figure out how to survive
during these times. Like, you've got to have products and money put back, or you've got to, like, that's why I was like, you know, maybe we should expand out and do the lawn care thing. But I realized that also, in a way, that was a scarcity mindset, because there's how many, like 7 billion people on this earth?
Yeah.
Somebody's always willing to buy something. So all I have to do is work a little bit harder, and the money will be there.
Yeah.
You know, like, talk about
in front of more people.
It's so crazy, man. Yeah. Like, I don't even know if I should say this story. No, I'm going to say it.
Yeah, say it.
I was just talking to my ex-wife.
Yeah.
Because I had to go get her child support check.
Yeah.
And she's stressed, man. She's like super stressed about money.
Yeah.
And I'm like just looking at her like, you know, one, it's not my problem. You're my ex-wife. You're not my wife.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But she's like looking at me like, I don't know what to do, man. Like, yeah. I'm helping cover half of our son's college tuition. I'm helping fly him home for the holidays. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I can see she's so stressed out. And I'm like, yeah. There is a million different ways to make money online. Quit thinking you're tied down to this one job. Like, yeah, you're there 8-9 hours a day, but why aren't you hustling on the weekend at yard sales and flipping shit? I told her today, I'm like, listen, it's a huge sacrifice, but why don't you just spend the next 90 days, 120 days, whatever it is, go get your real estate license.
That's what I'm doing right now. So
slaying freaking real estate.
Bonnie,
man.
Bonnie just got her real estate license, and
she's out there doing open house.
How long did it take to get the test?
So it took me 4 weeks to get there's like 6 pretests that you have to do. Like you have to pass these pretests, and then you have to go take the state and the national exam all together. You have to pass a state exam, but you don't have to pass a national one. But obviously, I want to pass them both. Bonnie did the first time. So it took her a total of 6 weeks to get a real estate license. And now, like, we started selling a couple houses. I started doing the math. I was like, damn, I'm going to be able to bring in like 5 to 10. Like literally we can bring in 40 to 80 grand a month.
Right. And plus you're tied into like, if you want to do real estate investments, you're cherry picking the best deals
for
you.
That's what I'm trying to do because I am not like.
And then you don't got to pay commissions.
I know like people that are.
We'll invest with you on that too, dude.
Yeah.
When you find the right deals.
Well, absolutely. And that's what I want to, you know, live off of 10 grand a month, you know, like because right now we, even though we have a multimillion dollar business, we only take home, she takes home 5 grand a month, I take home 5 grand a month. Like, I don't take home.
Take what you need, not what you
so
want.
So, I'll give you this story. And people, they think just because I, you know, made, you know, $2 million, like we made over $2 million last year. And I only took home, you know, we took home a combined $10,000 a month, $120,000 for the year. We still profited on that entire year. I could have taken home more, but I gave more back to the business.
Yeah.
And the first 2 years in business, I had a business account and I had a personal account. The personal account stayed on zero. And when I would go to the store, I would take out my card and they would be like, okay, Mr. Nichols, it's going to be $37.48.
You would just transfer.
And I would go into my app and I would transfer over. I'd be like, sorry, like hold on real quick behind me. I'm sorry. I apologize for holding up your time. $37.48. I would transfer it from the business account over to the personal account. And
just cover only the car, what was needed.
Cover exactly, you know, the expenses that I had to pay. And so, like, I know about eating shit. You know, I know about being broke and not being able to go out. Or if we were going to go out, being like, is it worth it? Because I have no money in the account. Is it worth it to pull? Because at that time, we only had like $1,000 or $2,000. If I had 5 or 10 grand in the bank account our first 2 years in business, I thought we was rich.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm like, damn, like, that pays for bills for 2 months.
Yeah.
Like,
there's plenty of people right now.
We can go out to dinner tonight. Yeah. You know?
Like, well, there's plenty of people right now listening that, you know, that think $5,000 or $10,000 is a lot of money.
I used to think that was a lot. And I realized, like, now, because of the skills that I've developed, I can, y'all the same way, I can make 5 or 10 grand in a day.
Yeah.
Like, easy.
Yeah.
It's true,
that's,
man.
That's a lot of times. That's a Monday.
Yeah, but you can only do that because of what you've done.
Correct.
And the shit that you've been through.
And it didn't happen overnight.
Not because you're a magician or anything like that. It's just, it takes a certain set of, you know, failures, mistakes, struggles, this, figuring out all the things that don't work first. And then you find out what does work, and then you can start making money quicker because
Absolutely.
You're faster, smarter. You're just a better human businessman. All of those things.
Because much more of all efficient. The
yeah, exactly.
With it, like, you know, like.
You understand money better.
The first time I came here, when I came here, I took some of the things that I saw and implemented it back in my business. Like, I saw y'all had a department, like a guy over your sales, like
that
was over the sales department.
Yep.
And then you had, you know, department doing this and like people doing this. And I was like, holy shit, like I'm trying, you know, at that point I was like still trying to do everything within my company and it was just kind of branching out to where, you know, we delegated out. But now we've super like started delegating out.
Creating specific departments and people.
I got a salesman in there now that I was hiring salesmen in because they were salesmen. And I realized the best salesmen in my company were people that had done the entire process and started from the ground floor and
they
worked their way up.
They have all the answers.
They have all the answers.
Yeah. Every single one.
So that's why Kevin does all the sales now and like he does the customer service. And so like I have that and he'll be the head over that department when we finally open it up. But I saw what y'all were doing here and I realized like that's it. It just took time, you know, and it took a certain skill set and it took having the right people in there as well. And that it just wasn't going to happen overnight.
No, you know? It doesn't happen overnight. And there's a process when, you know, you're used to hustling certain amount of hours every single day, this, that, the other, doing, wearing, you know, six different hats, all the way from janitor to sales guy to fulfillment to customer support. You know, mm-hmm. you're doing all of it before you have a staff. The difficult thing at that point, once you start growing and creating departments, is letting go.
Yeah.
Did you have trouble kind of letting go control a little bit and trusting in the staff to be able to do what you did?
I did for a while until I saw that they could do it better than I could.
Yeah.
And so I saw that I had the vision to do it, but maybe Ryan isn't the best person to run, you know, and even do the sales for your own company. You know, maybe you got other salesmen out there that are better than you, because I tend to take things personally.
Yeah.
So somebody starts complaining to me, especially like,
if it's your business and your baby, you're ready to protect
it. Yeah. And especially if I know that, like, maybe you're not doing what I explained to do or what I laid out to do.
You want to call them out.
I call people out, and I know that people else, especially like higher paying clients, they don't want to be called out. They want to be helped through the process.
Cuddled.
And I had to understand that, and that's why I had to put somebody in charge of that area. You know, Kevin is really good about being fair but firm with folks, you know, and letting them know, like, hey, you got to do this, this, and this, and not taking it personally. I take things personally because that's just who I am.
Because you started in trash cans.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, like, you were willing to put in the work, and then when you see somebody complaining that something's not working – but you know they haven't put in the work.
Yep.
And I know that probably just irritates
and
you.
And I see it working, just not the level that they want, or as fast as they want it to work. Yeah. Then that's, you know, it kind of will get underneath. But I've learned that that's part of the process as well. Is
kind of it's a leadership skill that you have. You know what I mean? When you can recognize, you have enough self awareness in yourself to where you're like, dude, I know I need help in this area, and I'm going to, you know, you see, you identify, like, dude, this guy can do it better than me, and you let your ego get out of the way and let them do it.
Absolutely.
You know, that's
I think in some cases,
form of leadership.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's tough to take a step backwards, but in some cases, I mean, I bet you there will be people listening to this that they're trying to figure out what's holding their business back, and they're looking everywhere externally when it's probably them that's absolutely actually holding the business back, because they're not willing to let go or delegate.
We've grown to a point right now where we're like, dude, we actually need some help. We've been pretty good at systems and processes and building divisions and all this, but we're to the point where we're like, dude, we actually do need to do some things better for us internally and our clients. And we've been talking to a firm just recently. That's what they do, is they come in, their outside eyeballs, to come in and do deep dives in your company and help fine tune those systems and processes, you know? It's like, no, at every level, every time you grow a little bit more, like, you have to be aware enough to be like, hey, I need help right here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Who can help me do this? What outside eyeballs can, you know what I mean? At every level, man, you start hitting 10 million a year, and then 20, and then 50, and then 100. Like, you're going to need professionals at those levels to kind of come help, you know, create those systems and processes.
Well, in certain cases, I mean, you can only take your business so far with what you know.
Correct.
So when you have a different set of eyes or a different mind looking at it, well, what about this? And you're like, oh, I haven't thought of that. You know, or whatever it is, right? You do that enough times, and enough set of eyes are on your business or in specific departments, they can help streamline some of these things and help you with their processes and systems.
Absolutely.
If you just get out of your own way, right?
Absolutely.
And so what do you think the toughest thing about business in general is? Like, obviously, it's not easy. Like, that's one thing that we try to convey, that business is basically – the largest roller coaster ride that ever existed. And there's ups, downs, twists, turns, you know, where you want to quit and give up, you know, half the time. And the other half the time you're celebrating. Like, what are some of the toughest things for you to deal with as an entrepreneur?
I like things to be stress-free.
Yeah.
Because I have a lot of stress in my life.
Yeah.
And so understanding that and accepting that business is a bunch of problems that you have to solve.
Yeah.
When I finally, like, realized that, it was kind of demotivating, but at the same time, like, it let me – I realized, like, that's just who we are. We're problem solvers. So I guess the most stressful thing for me is realizing that the bigger that I get, the bigger problems that I'm going to have, and that's just part of growing a business. And so you can either have big problems and have a big business, or have little problems and have little business, or have no problems and have no business. But either way, you're going to have problems if you want to grow. Or I could be, you know, working 40 hours a week and handling somebody else's problems. So I would rather handle my problems.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. I mean, once you come to terms with that, like, there's going to be every day I wake up, I've got to solve somebody else's problems, yeah. right? I've got to deal with this or that or whatever it is. And when you finally come to terms, like, because I think at first you I think you're like, man, in 2 or 3 years, like, I'm going to be making money. I'm not going to have problems. Like, I'm willing to go through the problems now or the struggles now because it's not going to be like that.
Yep.
Even the guys doing $50 million a year have problems. Again, they're just extremely large problems, right?
Correct.
When they lose money, it might be $10 million rather than $10,000, mm-hmm. right? Like, so get used to it. You know, the problems will always be there. You just get better at solving them,
Absolutely.
Right? Like, when you do it for a period of time, when something happens, you just react
Correct.
And just, let's do this, let's do that, let's do that. Because everyone comes to the boss. Like, what do I do here? You know, and they're never bringing you like, hey, this person wants to throw tons of money yeah. at us. What do I do with it?
Yeah.
It's I don't know. Accept it. Like,
yep.
you know, our phones just blow up with issue after because they're looking to the head honcho to solve whatever they're dealing with, whether it's another employee that they're complaining about, whether it's a customer that they're complaining about, you know, whatever it is. And in the beginning stages, it's going to be money problems that you're going to have to try to figure out. How do I budget this and still yeah. live? You know, maybe you have to get a side job. I don't know. But you got to figure out a way to get through those first 2 or 3 years. And then after that, the business should get to the point where it's starting to make money. But there is definitely, you know, that struggle period, and problems will always be there.
Always.
You know, one thing that me and Kel are obviously doing a lot lately, I mean, we're a part of the Arete Syndicate, all that. Big believer in kind of coaching, mentoring, or mm-hmm. whatever. Are you a big believer in having somebody in your life like that can coach you or mentor you? If so, how has that helped you?
Absolutely. I mean, NFL players have coaches, and they're the professionals
right.
and the best in the game, you know. And, you know, a lot of their coaches, a lot of the coaches have mentors that they look up to. And so in business, like, you never know about the next level until you get there. So
yeah.
you can find out about that next level from somebody else that can help you, or that has been there and has done that experience and has, you know, already succeeded in that experience as well. So I 100%, you know, agree and believe in coaches. Like, we're out here to see a coach yourself right now.
Yeah.
You know, so,
yeah.
And whether it's a business coach or a life coach or a marriage coach or, you know, a personal coach, like, it doesn't matter. They're all somebody that you should look at that have the experiences that you have or that you're wanting, you know, to get to.
Yeah.
Make sure that they have that, so what I'm looking for?
Level of expertise or whatever in that specific
correct.
Field.
Level like,
you don't want to have a coach that makes 100 grand a year when you make 80 grand a year.
Correct.
Like,
you don't,
you
just
want
buy
a coach,
the fluff, look
yeah,
into them, make sure there's
yeah.
someone that's done some
done,
shit that you
yeah,
need to learn.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. If you do $10 million a year in revenue, you're not going to hire a coach that does $5 million.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Like, you want to hire somebody that's maybe doing $50 million, and you might have to spend a lot of money in order to get your hands on that individual. But, you know, and I ask that question quite a bit, you know, in terms of, you know, guests that we have on and stuff like that, because I still think that there's a little bit of a stigma,
yeah.
you know, around coaching or mentoring. A lot of people think it's, you know, oh, this guy on the internet that's a coach, he's a slime ball. He's just trying to milk people of money, you know, this, that, the other. But I would say coaching or mentoring is probably some of the best money that you can spend. Because you are your business,
right?
Right? If you die, your business probably dies in most cases
yep.
because most people can't come in and operate it the way that you do. So if you are your business and you're a better individual with inside of your business operating your business, by default, your company gets better.
Yep.
Right? And so it's new experiences that you can extract maybe from other people through their teachings that can then help you grow and evolve and get to the next
yep.
level. So, you know, we're definitely big believers in that as well. And it was somewhat of a loaded question because I already knew the answer.
Yeah.
but, you know, I want people to understand that, like, some people, well, if I have $2,000, what should I do with it? And I've seen people reply, like, invest into yourself. And some people might think, like, well, how do I invest into myself? Through some sort of coach or mentor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Like, $2,000 with your knowledge level probably won't serve you in a lot of cases. The cool thing with Ryan is in his business, there is an aspect of coaching.
Correct.
Right? Because it helps. Like, if you just gave somebody some cheap product and said, well, not cheap. I mean, the product's obviously good, but what I mean, it, like, at a discount, right? And said, here you go. Good luck. You're not going to have a repeat customer. You have to help them evolve.
Correct. Right?
And so, guys, that's what – if you're stuck at something – you know, we get phone calls and emails and DMs all the time with some questions.
We've sent customers down there, man. Like, yeah. We've had people reach out like, dude, my stuff wasn't working out. I want to get in online stuff. And I'm go check out What's the Universe. And I know they do. All I do is tell them, and they say they go do it, and they love it, you know.
Yeah, we've had a few people for sure. Like, I think you'll have definitely a handful of people reach out just from the podcast. I mean – but again, they need to go into it with proper expectations.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? That's just be willing to put in the work. Like you heard what Ryan was willing to do in the beginning stages. You got to be willing to do what it takes and expect. When we invested, what did we talk about? No money. Let's not even talk about money for at least a year minimum. And then we'll evaluate it from there and keep the money rolling.
Yeah, that's why I was going into business with y'all because you had correct expectations of like what, you know, what is going to happen and what could happen, you know, and
you don't want somebody blowing you up 6 months. Like, dude, where's all the returns? I want to.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, and that's the toughest part because like you can never like, you know, guarantee anything. Like we all went off of, you know, based off of past results of what we've done. Like this is what we could do as well.
Yeah, we looked at numbers and it's
getting there and it's happening, you know, but it's taking time, you know, and that's the magic ingredient to not just this business, but any business I think is time.
That also wasn't the only investment, man. Last year we were playing with a little extra money at the end of the year. We're like, dude, we want to diversify into some things. We had already made up our mind because one, we know you, we know your business, we see your business books, and we're like, hey, this is a smart investment, and we know it's going to take time. Well, we also invested into this other thing that we're like, dude, this thing, like, people are making millions out of the gate, it's this, it's that, it's this big, awesome thing, and it's going to happen so quick. Dude, we lost almost $250,000, you know, and it's like, when people try and chase that quick money, man, it bites them in the ass, dude.
Yeah.
Every time.
I
don't know about every time, but every time for us, dude, every time we chase quick money.
Any time we get greedy and are like, hey, let's try to make this investment and do a quick flip or this or that, it doesn't work out the way that a business works out when you put time, love, effort, go through the struggles, deal with the problems, and if you can hang on long enough, you ultimately see the result for your efforts, for the money, for the time, for the sacrifices that you're ultimately
everything
making.
We invest into now, man, it's like, first of all, we get, you know, our expectations in check. You know, one of them is like time. The other is the people, man. You know what I mean? Like, we want to do business with good people like you that we see that are out, dude, working their butts off. I mean, dude, you flew in, you've been traveling all day long, man. You come in, you're like, don't even stop for a meal. Yeah. Let's do this podcast. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
You're a hustler, dude. And that's you know, that's why we wanted to keep
doing business
with you guys.
That was a big part of it, for sure. You know, I mean, we don't know a whole ton about the Amazon game or whatever, right? Like, most people are like, invest in what you know, you know, this, that,
absolutely.
The other. And I would say, you know, to a certain extent that, yes, that's true. Or who you know.
Correct.
You know what I mean? As long as it's an honorable individual and somebody that you trust, because we talked about that several times. We're like, I don't really look at it as investing in an Amazon store. We were investing in Orion.
Yeah.
And the belief that we had in him and, you know, his integrity, the honor, the work ethic, you know, all the things that come along underneath the Ryan Nichols umbrella, right? And Amazon just happened to just be the vehicle.
Correct.
In order
to get us there.
Exactly. That, you know, so investing into people is almost just as important as it is into whatever the business is, right?
Absolutely.
100%, man.
So just to kind of wind down just a little bit here, you know, I'm obviously want people, again, to know where to find you on Instagram, Facebook, you know, wholesaleuniversepage.com, all that good stuff. But what's like one piece of advice that you would just give maybe a young entrepreneur, again, young as in, you know, not 18, but just young into the business world in general? What's one thing that they can expect, and what's one piece of advice that you would say if you're going to get into business?
Understand that you're going to fail and keep going. Like, I mean, y'all failed.
Yeah.
I've failed many times.
Yeah.
And it's not just in business. Like, it's personally.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's in relationships. Like, understand you're going to fail.
Yeah.
And understand that you just have to keep on going. Because, if, like I said at the beginning, I almost made $1 million my first year in business and lost 40 grand.
Yeah.
I could have given up. But I understood you can't beat somebody that doesn't give up. You just can't, like, you can't beat me if I won't quit, you know? So it's the same thing in business. If you just don't quit, you will win eventually.
It's just time.
Just
time. Like what we've talked about. You know, you put enough time and effort into something, it'll eventually flourish. Now,
absolutely.
Whether that's 6 months, 6 years, 16 years, I mean, it's I'm a firm believer it's just a matter of time.
It's just a matter of time.
You know?
On everything. So
as long as there's consistent work and effort put behind
correct,
it, right?
Yeah.
Like you can sit on your ass and be like, hey, this
isn't working. If you never give up, but you're never working, you know, then you're never going to get there.
You got to kick those excuses in the ass too, man. I mean, that's really what, and by not giving up, you're not buying the excuses, you know. You're nipping a lot of excuses in the ass every day and
100%
get to that other side.
I'm going to try to find, one of the – because I said in one of our podcasts that we're going to start, you know, reading some individuals' reviews on the podcast just to kind of show them some love for giving us a review. So I'm going to do that. But if you will, as I'm looking that up, tell people where they can connect with you. You know, maybe even outside of your website, whether it's social media, Instagram, Facebook.
So you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/wholesaleuniverse page, or you can just type in Wholesale Universe. It should come up on Facebook. We have around 10,000, 11,000 likes on the page, 12,000, I think, likes on the page. You can find us on Instagram at Wholesale Universe. You can find us on our website, wholesaleuniversepage.com. And then also, if you want to call or text us, you can call or text us 903-746-5606. Feel free to call or text us. You'll speak to Kevin. He's my main go-to guy. And Kevin, he knows everything about Amazon. He's been working inside of Amazon accounts for the last 2 years with us, and so he knows everything about all the clients' accounts.
Nobody can stump him.
No, he can't be stumped. You know, you can try to play stump the chump with Kevin, but you're not going to stump Kevin.
Oh, that's good. I like that. So, so this review is from JHeart59. It was 23 hours ago. That says, great insight on life and business. Been listening since the first episode. Great info. I have a lot of time to listen to podcasts. I listen to this one as soon as they come out. I think this one is on the same caliber as Ed Milet and Andy Frisella. All great for keeping a guy positive.
Damn.
JHeart59. Appreciate that review, brother.
I love it when we get, dude, I mean, those are guys we look up to. So to even be compared to them is like,
absolutely.
Dude, super grateful for that.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's why I wanted to do it. Like, to show love back to people that are taking the time to write a review like that. And show us love. I think we have 112 or 111 reviews, all 5 stars. So, guys, we appreciate your support. It means the world to us. We're going to continue to try to keep up with all the DMs and take as many phone calls as we can throughout the week. Obviously, we have businesses to operate, so we're trying to find time in between of operating, real businesses. That's why we're called real business owners.
Yeah, exactly.
So, if you guys, I know you get value out of this episode. Any of the guys that or girls that want to start a side hustle and maybe eventually turn it into a business, make sure you reach out to Ryan and his company over there, Wholesale Universe. You'll be pleasantly surprised with him and his staff and how efficient and how down to earth and cool and just great people they are. So. If you enjoyed the episode, make sure that you subscribe to the podcast so that you can get notified anytime that we drop a new podcast, as well as rate and review the podcast and share it with any friends or family.
Share it out.
Share the shit out of it.
Yeah.
We do. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys. Have a killer day. Thanks.